Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Welcome back. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Little Robert Cray bringing us back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever played the game, Where in the World is Carmen Miranda? Well, you know, that's the, and I'm going to go all through it. It's been a long time. I've forgotten how, even how it's played. I just remember the title. Well, we've got our own Carmen Miranda here. He's Carmen Galen. You never know where Rich is going to be. He's in, since I've known him, I mean, we reported, he reported to us on this show from Iraq when he was over there working with the with the Department of State and the mission over there, helping the Iraqis get their world reorganized after the invasion. I know he's been to Africa. He's been all over the Middle East. He's worked all over the Middle East. He's been to Eastern Europe. I know recently since I've known him. But in those trips, Rich, you are always associated with a company or a governmental agency, an NGO or some kind.
Yeah. Right.
Or a government, helping with election results, poll watching, or whatever you were doing. But you recently made a trip on your own time, on your own dime, and I want you to tell the audience about it.
Yeah, well, first of all, it's not Carmen Miranda. She had bananas in her head.
Right.
It was Carmen San Diego.
What did I say? What did I say?
You said Carmen Miranda.
Well, you know what I meant. Carmen San Diego is what I meant.
I know, but I couldn't remember. I had to look it up.
Thank you for pointing that out, Rich. Like I didn't need my audience to laugh at me enough. Go ahead.
I was going to go get
But thank you. Carmen Diego. There you go. I got the Carmen right anyway.
You got the Carmen for it, right? Anyway, I went to Hungary and Austria and Bosnia and Croatia and Serbia to take a look at this migration or this human migration, and I think it's the biggest movement of humans since World War II.
From where to where?
The part I'm writing about today is exactly that. The original theory was this is going to be Syrians leaving the war zone that was not of their creating,
right,
and which our president has done nothing to help, in fact, has hurt it. Yeah, and there are 11, about 22 million people in Syria. 11 million of them, half of them, are displaced either internally or externally. So in the United States, that would be the equivalent of about 180 million
That's
people.
The ones that are left over from that weren't killed by their own government.
So, one of the issues with these are, you know, Syria was a pretty sophisticated country. As was Iraq, as you know, these are not, you know, they're not all Bedouin, and they're not,
right,
you know, they're not living in, they're not on farms in sub-Saharan Africa. These are pretty sophisticated people, and I think what they wanted to do, is they don't want a new life. They want their old life. They just want it in a new place where their children will be safe and they will be safe. The issue, though, that at least what I think I found, and it's very dangerous when people do this, and I freely admit to this, when you parachute in to a situation like that for 3 days and then come away saying, this is all the answer, because you don't know all the answers. Why? Because you've been looking at it through a straw, because all you can look at is what you're actually looking at that moment. But talking to the volunteers that have been on the ground for 2 weeks to 2 months, it appears pretty clear that about one in five of these people is a Syrian. Four out of five are coming from somewhere else.
Wow!
Yeah, and that really
so it's not unrelated to the the hot spot that we've got in Syria right now. Where are they coming from?
Well, they're coming from Iraq.
Turkey?
They're coming from Turkey, but they're coming through Turkey from Iran.
Yeah,
coming from Pakistan, from Afghanistan.
Wow!
And as far away as the Philippines.
Aren't you breaking news with this, Rich?
Well, I think I've read it somewhere before, but so for a lot of these people, they are not refugees. They really are migrants. They're looking for, and I'm going to write about this one young man I met, at one of the camps. He's from Iran. This takes about 2 minutes, so let me just go through it. A young guy from Iran, about 25, 27 years old, a graduate of the Tehran, Institute of Mechanical Engineering. He's a mechanical engineer. Realized that the economy in Iran is never going to be much better,
right,
because they're always going to screw it up. And he decided to take advantage of this situation. So he got on a plane, flew to Turkey, got out in Turkey, and joined up with a creek that became a rivulet, that became a river, that became the tidal wave. That is, and I said, well,
so
why
these are
just
people who are literally saying, okay, there's people getting into Europe from Syria. I'm going to go and just glom onto them.
Exactly what he did. And so you can either say he's taking advantage of the situation, which has a negative connotation, or he's using the situation. And he said to me, look, I speak English. He does. He spoke English quite well. Mm-hmm. He said, I'd like to get to England if I can, so I can use my language. But if I have to go to Germany, I'll just learn German. But he said, I'm a good mechanical engineer, and mm-hmm. I will never get to use my skills in Iran.
Wow.
And the reason that he joined this thing is because he knew he could get into Germany without a visa, mm-hmm. which he would never get if he tried to do it.
Wow. So this is why what to do with these people is complicated, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
This isn't just, oh, bless their hearts, we have to take care of these horrible downtrodden people from Syria. It's more complicated than that.
Much more complicated. But in this case, and I think you and our listeners will agree with this, in this kid's case, and he said his parents didn't want him to go because they're afraid for his safety. But you know, if you knew that he was coming up this way and you needed a mechanical engineer, I'd be standing at the border in Austria saying, give me that kid. Where's that kid from Iran?
Yeah.
I want him.
Yeah, no kidding. Stop, Rich. Folks, I just want to say, this is why, when you hear me call Rich Caton a great American, this is what I mean. This is the kind of gumption. This is the kind of values, the kind of stuff that this man is made of. And he's the reason why he's one of my heroes. Rich Caton, congratulations. I'm proud of you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.